Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, so lots more in the papers today about the growing scandal around the BBC presenter Greg Wallace. So you'd mainly know Greg Wallace from MasterChef. And as you may know, over the past 2 weeks or so, more and more women who worked with him over the years have come forward with accusations of inappropriate sexual behaviour. So this ranges from inappropriate jokes and comments to allegations of physically inappropriate behaviour. Wallace's lawyer strongly denied that he engaged in behaviour of a, quote, sexually harassing nature, but he has stepped aside from his MasterChef role while an investigation is underway. Broadcaster, journalist and author Vanessa Feltz, good morning.
Good morning.
Vanessa, I want to get your insights on this, but just briefly first, what kinds of things has Greg Wallace been accused of and by whom? And were you surprised by these allegations?
Well, he's been accused by various people, some of whom actually worked on his show, so members of his team, some of whom were contestants on MasterChef, and some of whom were contestants on Celebrity MasterChef. I should say, and so should you, that, you know, he denies all allegations as to his legal team. But more and more of these allegations seem to be surfacing. And very many of them seem to corroborate one another. So accusations that he told highly inappropriate jokes that made people very awkward and embarrassed, that he would delineate the details of his own sex life, you know, what he claimed to have done just a few minutes earlier to his current wife or girlfriend in ways that made, you know, people's toes curl with embarrassment. They just didn't know where to look. And I suppose the other allegation really is that the production company who made the show and the BBC who broadcast it put it down to being, you know, just good old Greg, you know, that kind of barrow boy, chirpy Cockney persona that he expanded all these years, and didn't try seriously to curb him or stop him in any way.
So, Vanessa, you're a huge star in the UK yourself and have been for years. You've been around television a long time. Explain the workplace dynamic in your experience when it comes to big names like Greg Wallace.
Well, I think it varies very much depending on whom the person is that you're working with. You know, some people are just affable and delightful, nice people, even though they're huge stars with their name over the door of the show, and others are not. What seems to be the case is that various kind of super egos, you know, people with, you know, big bombastic personalities have been allowed to get away with all manner of behaviour that wouldn't be deemed appropriate in any other context because they're big money makers, not just for the BBC, but for other television and radio channels as well. You know, they are the person that makes the coffers go ka-ching. They want to behave in a way that, you know, would be considered absolutely anathema in a geography department of a school or in an estate agency or in a baker shop. But because they're big money makers and because they're big personalities, they seem to have carte blanche. And if you're embarrassed, if you're offended, if you're horrified, if you're humiliated, woe betide you if you dare say a word about it. So in general, people didn't say anything.
And so do you think, does TV by its nature attract a certain type of person, those kind of bombastic, larger than life characters you talk about, who are actually jerks like, or does the stardom and the way they're treated make them into that?
I think that, you know, television attracts all sorts of different kinds of people. And as I say, there are people, you know, for example, the late and wonderful Sir Terry Wogan, who I worked with for years and who I admired and adored. And I don't think anybody would ever have a story to tell of his ever saying anything that would embarrass anyone or shame them or humiliate them or hurt them. You know, that just wasn't his personality, just wasn't like that. He was a huge, enormous star in the UK, really, a huge on television and on radio. But I don't think there would ever be a story of any sort of misbehaviour on his part, because he was just a delightful person, incredibly talented. At least that's completely my experience. Whereas other characters, you know, and many of them have been exposed in the last few years, have just been allowed to run completely amok. And to me, that seems appalling, really.
So do you think this is symptomatic of a broader issue within the industry?
I do, but I also think it's prevalent in many industries. You know, I think I've talked to people who work in a hairdressing salon or in a minicab company. They might, usually it's women, be subjected to the same kinds of inappropriate behaviour. And I mean, the question that seems to be hanging over all of this is, was it just saucy, cheeky, you know, picture postcard kind of seaside humour, like a Carry On film? Yeah. In which case, were all the women, mostly women, who complained, you know, oversensitive, you know, shy and retiring, delicate violets, you know, snowflakes, who should have just laughed, or if they hadn't laughed, just told him to push off and shove it, you know, should they have done this? Were they making a fuss about something not very much and not very serious, or was it pretty serious? And that seems to be the big question mark over this story, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then you see people like Kirsty Rourke, you see Melanie Sykes, who said she stopped working in television because of him. You would think that they're not exactly shrinking violets, and they're women who'd be well able for themselves and have been around the industry. Listen, Wallace's handling of it probably hasn't been great either. So he came out fighting first, and he said that unfortunate thing last weekend. A lot of the complaints he felt coming from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age, that went down very badly, didn't it?
And quite rightly so, of course it did. It went down very badly. Everything about it is misjudged. You know, are you implying that working class women would absolutely love it if he were to, you know, walk in naked with a sock on his penis or tell them in absolutely gruesome detail about some niche sexual act that he performed on his girlfriend that morning? I mean, what a dreadful insult to working class women for a start. What an insult to everyone, really. It was a horrible remark. But very often, you see, when people are banged to rights for doing something really unpleasant for years and years, that's because they are unpleasant. So then when they come out fighting, what they say is horrible, because that is the true nature. It's not like it was one, I mean, certainly not alleged to have been just one chance, accidental remark. It's a kind of barrage of behaviour over years and years. So was he likely to see, oh my God, I really shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. All I really need to say is I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I hadn't realised. I'm terribly sorry. And everybody I've offended, I'm going to go individually and express my penitence for this. But no, he comes out bristling, fighting, and basically accusing the victims, doesn't he? Which is pretty ghastly.
And do you think if he had done what you suggested there, that he possibly could have ridden this out more?
Possibly. I mean, if he had shown contrition and he'd done it in a way that looked genuine, if he said, look, I come from a certain school of you know, hard knocks, you know, the sorts of jokes I made were always considered funny when I was growing up. I didn't realise, you know, the kind of impact that I had made. I really feel awful about this. I'm devastated. I'm really sorry. Instead of doing that Weasley thing, which is, if anyone's been offended, I'm sorry. Because, of course, people have been offended. They've come out, at least 13 of them, more and more every day. I think we're probably at 25 or so by now. And they've said, we are offended. So it's not if I've offended anybody. He has offended people, hasn't he?
Vanessa Feltz, thank you so much for taking the time this morning to give us I think you're uniquely positioned to give us insights on that. So much appreciated.
Oh, such a pleasure.
Thank
such
you, Vanessa.
Pleasure. Pleased to be with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Vanessa.